Okay, good morning, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos, and again, Erev Ba'ez Rosh Hashem Chodesh Tov. Should be a menachem av for us and all of Klal Yisrael. Welcome to our Shabbos Kodesh class learning. We thank our sponsor and hostess, who wishes to remain unnamed, and her family very much for the schus of this shir. It should bring you many Shabbosos in good health with only nachas. Ba'ez Rosh Hashem. So we are on page 43 of the Sefer. Last time we learned a beautiful piece of Torah's Avigdar, and now we are going back into Rav Shimshon Pinchas, 43 of the Sefer. We are learning the Sefer, Nefesh Shimshon, Shabbos Kodesh, making the most of Shabbos, inspiring insights into the meaning and purpose of Shabbos. We don't have the Sefer. I read it out, and I add insights as well. So on Shabbos, work is not forbidden. So that's a surprising statement. That's the subheading of this section. On Shabbos, work is not forbidden. So you might wonder, what does that mean? Excuse me, I thought work is forbidden, so let's read. Let us consider for a moment, says Rav Pinchas, the mystery of Hilchos Shabbos, the mystery of refraining from the law, work on Shabbos. The acts forbidden on Shabbos are 39 forms of malacha, the lametes malachos, that were done in the Mishkan, and whatever is similar to these malachos. So whatever they needed to build the Mishkan is forbidden for us to do on Shabbos. We all know malacha doesn't mean work. But we think it means work, but it doesn't really mean work. For instance, as of Shimshon Pinchas, carrying heavy burdens on Shabbos, carrying a heavy burden on Shabbos is actually permitted by Torah law. Although the Rabbanim came along and they forbade that, it is not considered malacha. Sorry, I'm itchy. Although the Rabbanim came along and forbade it, really, according to the Torah, that is not work, carrying something heavy on Shabbos. Torah forbidden forms of work on Shabbos are called melachas machshavas. So not melacha the way we think of work, but rather melachas machshavas, which means creative work. So actually what is forbidden on Shabbos is any melacha that is needed to be done in the building of the Mishkan, which was an involvement of creativity, creative work, that is forbidden on Shabbos. And since the Mishkan is called a miniature world, any act of creation of the world is forbidden on Shabbos. That is what is malachas machshavas means. Anything that involves machshava, creativity, the human mind, to bring something new into existence, that's forbidden on Shabbos. Now, why should we want to forbid acts of creation, says Rav Pinchas, now that we have established that work per se is not forbidden, but rather creative acts of work are forbidden, like they used to create the Mishkan, and since the Mishkan is a microcosm of the whole world, so anything that is involved in creating the world is forbidden on Shabbos. It all goes back to Hashem ceased creation of his world on Shabbos. Why do we want to forbid acts of creation on Shabbos? The greatness of the human being actually lies in his ability to create. That is what defines us, that we are so great because we're able to create. Along with the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is a creator, we too are creators. If creating is forbidden, it's as if the Torah is telling you on Shabbos, do not be a human being. What defines us is our ability to create, to renew, to bring things into existence that weren't there before. So on Shabbos, it's as if Hashem is saying, you should not be a human being. Don't do what defines you. Had the Torah forbidden hard labor, such as carrying heavy burdens, you would understand the message. Hashem doesn't want you to sweat excessively on Shabbos. Hashem doesn't want you to overexert yourself on Shabbos. Hashem doesn't want you to be totally exhausted from the burden, but that's not what's forbidden. The Torah is instructing us not to act like animals. We shouldn't carry around loads as a beast of a burden. That I would understand. But actually, that's not what's forbidden. Work, the oraisa, is permitted. Creating is not. So, doing the smallest act of creation is forbidden according to the Torah, while doing a heavy labor is not forbidden. So therefore, writing two letters, you just created a word. Kindling a flame, there's no exertion when you kindle a flame. You're not sweating, you're not working, you're not caring, you're not toiling, you lit a match. That's forbidden. Any activity that involves creating a word, creating a fire, that is forbidden. In other words, that which makes a human being, is forbidden on Shabbos. This is quite surprising. So we have already established now that work, per se, as we understand work, is not forbidden, but malachas machshavas, which is acts of creation, are forbidden, and any work that was needed in the Mishkan to create the sanctity and the space of the Mishkan is forbidden on us on Shabbos, and it seems to be that the Torah is teaching us you should not be a human being on Shabbos. Cease creating and take away what gives you your humanity. So how do we understand this? So before we go further in Rav Shimshon Pinchas, I'm going to suggest as follows. One way we could understand this is Hashem created the whole world. He is what we call the Borei Olam. In Perek Aleph of Bereishis, through the beginning of Perek Beis, we read about Ma'isa, what we call Bereshis. Hashem created this world. Bereshis Borei. Hashem is the Borei. In the word Bereshis, you have the word Borei. Bereshis Bara Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim was the creator. What does it mean to be a creator? What's a creator? A creator is someone who fashioned something yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. Very important principle. Creator, creation, is making something yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. But Soloveitchik adds a caveat. He says, really, this world was not created yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. It was really created yesh me'yesh. That something that it was created from was from God. The world was created from the something of God. Hashem made this world. But since we can't understand what that means, we say the world is created yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. So Ribbono Shel Olam, when we describe Hashem as the Borei Olam, Bereshis Bara Elokim Esa Shemayim Esa Arts, we're saying in the beginning there was no Shemayim, there was no arts. Our minds cannot conceive of what even this means. There was nothing. We don't even know what that means. How could you conceive of what nothing is? What was Tohu Vavohu? We don't know. What was Choshech? What was the Tahom? It's not Choshech like we understand Choshech, because Yom V'Laila, or in Choshech, weren't even created yet. We literally have no way to understand what it means that there was nothing here. And then from that nothing, the Tohom, the Tohu V'Vohu, the nothingness upon the face of the earth, God created this whole world. So to be a Borei means to create something from nothing. To be a Yotzer, a fashioner, means to create something from something. This is very important in understanding this question of Rav Shimshon Pinkas. Why? Only God is a Borei. Even though we like to think we are creatures of creation, we're really not. We are only a Yotzer. Everything you do and everything you make is a Yetzira, not a Bria. What do I mean? Let's say you make a cake. You think, no, I made the cake. You did make the cake, but you fashioned it from pre-existing ingredients. So you took oil and eggs and sugar and you beat it till it was nice and pale and frothy, and then you added the wet ingredients and then you added the dry ingredients, and now you have a cake. You didn't create the cake. You fashioned the cake. You don't create a vegetable soup. You take pre-existing ingredients, you put them into a pot, and now you have a vegetable soup. Even the most extreme example I like to give is the creation of a child, a fetus, an embryo, not in that order actually, embryo, fetus, child. I said it totally backwards. You didn't create that child from nothing. There were two tiny cells, the sperm and the egg. They came together, and the child was fashioned. You did not create a child. So a human being is only a Yotzer. We can never be a Borei. It's not possible. You can't create something from nothing. Everything you do in this world comes from something. You plant a garden, it comes from seeds. Only Hashem is a Borei. Man is a Yotzer. Is that clear? Okay. But the whole week, we live with a misconception that we are creators. We send man to the moon. We make cochlear implants. We make artificial limbs. We make pacemakers. We have all kinds of technology that can help you. And have a good day tomorrow. Love you. Drive safely. We have all kinds of medical advances people can never have dreamed of 100 years ago even. We have technology. We fly around the world in a few hours. The whole week we go around with malachas machshavas, creative work, and we think we're creators. The whole week we're so involved in the teva of this world and in the gashmis aspects of this world that we think, kochi ve'autzem yadi asali asechayel hazeh, my strength and might of my hand made me this. Then we come to Shabbos, and Hashem says, Shavat, cease. Cease what? Cease creating. So the whole 6 days we're allowed to work like Hashem worked. So we run the risk of thinking, ah, Hashem created in 6 days. I'm created in 6 days. But the reality is we're not creating. All we are doing is fashioning pre-existing ingredients that God gave us into something new. So Hashem says, along comes Shabbos. And we've said many a time, Shabbos does not mean rest. Shavat means to cease. It's in two psukim at the end of Megillas Eicha, actually. I'll just show it to you over here, if I can find where I want to be. I can't find where I want to be. Safari, here I am. Could you see my screen that it's Eicha? Yes or no? No, you don't see? Some are saying you do see. You do see, thank you. Okay, so this is Perek Hey of Megillas Eicha. And in Parakei, Pasuk Gedalet, Zekenim Mishaar Shavasu Bachurim Miniginasam. The elders ceased being in the gates, meaning in the city streets of Jerusalem, there were no more elders. Bachurim Miniginasam, the young men stopped their music. So there you have the word Shavat, Shavasu. Next Pasuk, Tezvav, Shavat Misosli Beinu Nehapach Le'eva Mecholenu. The joy in our hearts has ceased. Our dances have turned into mourning. So we see that Shabbos really does not mean a day of rest. It means a day of cessation. Cessation from what? Creative work. Because when I am creating creative work, I run the risk of thinking, I'm a creator. God's a creator. I'm a creator. God runs the world. I run the world. God is power. I have power. God brings things into being from nothing. I bring things into being from nothing. So along comes Shabbos. And every 7 days, we must stop and reorient our thoughts, and remember that ultimately there is only one Borei Olam. It's not me. No matter how much I've accomplished during the week, if I'm an amazing scientist and I discovered something incredibly new, I didn't discover it from nothing. Hashem put all the raw materials into this world. Human beings use them to fashion as a yotzer. And in fact, you see it very, very interestingly, because when Hashem created Adam and Isha, okay, let's look at the Psukim, okay? I'm going to move you over here. Can you see now I switched? I'm pulling up Sefer Bereishis on my screen. Yeah, okay. So thank you very much. So when Hashem first created Adam, look at the word. No, I went to the wrong place. In Perak Aleph of Bereishis, Pasuk Chav Zayin, look. Vayivra Elohim Esa Adam Bitsamo. There's that word, Borei. Vayivra. How does the whole Chumash begin? Bereishis, Beis, Reish, Aleph. The whole Chumash begins with the first three letters of Bria. The first three letters of Chumash are Beis Reish Aleph, Bereishis, Bara, Bara. Hashem is a Borei. That's what you have to know when you open up the Chumash. I'm not a Borei, Hashem's a Borei. You might think you're a Borei because I emulate God, but you're really not a Borei, Hashem is a Borei. So along comes man in his first form. Vayivra Elohim es Adam Betzamo. Elohim created man in his image. That means, where did man come from? If it's, man was a Borei, where did man come from? He was a Borei. He came from nothing. But some, there was no man there before. Now there's a man. His father, his mother didn't bear him. There was no one to bear him. There was no one there. God created a human being from nothing. Hashem is a Borei. In his image, in the image of God, Bara also, he created him. Zachar and Akiva Bara also. So this is Perak Al Pasuk Chav Zayin. This is some sort of primordial human being that we don't exactly understand what it was. Rashi says it was one being with two faces. Okay, so we don't exactly understand. We don't have any way to relate to this kind of person. But it was a Bria. But interestingly, they were connected. Man and woman in this Bria were connected. We don't know human beings like that. We know man, woman separate. This was a being that was one creature. And now Hashem wanted to refashion that one to creature into two separate beings, man, woman. So what do you see? What appearance of what word do we have in Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin when Adam was created? Vayitzer, Hashem Elokim es Adam. God refashioned that first being, primordial form of a human, 127, Vayivra. That was a Bria. Why? Because there was no human beings here before. Hashem, out of nothing, created the first man. Except that it's not how Hashem wanted man and woman to exist, Achar and Akeva, because they were together. It was one creature with two faces. We don't have anything like that. Hashem took that one creature with two faces and he refashioned it from that raw material. Now that existed. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam. Now God fashioned man. But what did he fashion him from? That first creation of the first Bria of man, woman together. So we see that Bria is creating something entirely new from nothing. And a Yotzer is refashioning what I have, something from something. So the whole week we run the risk of thinking we are creators. Creative work. Shabbos comes along, Hashem says, cease. Stop. Reorient yourselves. Humble yourselves. Realize that there's only one Borei Olam, and it's not any of us. The Borei Olam is Ribono Shel Olam. So perhaps this helps us understand Shimshon Pinkus' question. Why on Shabbos does Hashem stop, say, being a human being? Because a human being runs the risk of thinking, Kochi Veotzem Yadi, Asalia Sechayel Zed, Varam Perachas. You might think it's because I'm so amazing that I have all this might. I'm so amazing that I have so much accomplishment. I spend the whole week creating. So that's exactly right. Stop being a human being. Remember that there's only Hashem, that there's Ein O Milvado, that He is the Borei Olam, and everything we do all week, even though we live in the illusion of creation, is really a yotzer. No matter what you make, you made a beautiful challah, you set a beautiful table, which you should for Shabbos, it should be very nice. You made a beautiful, tasty roast, whatever it is, a beautiful painting, an artist. You're not making it from nothing. You're making from the raw material God gave you. So we are a yotzer, and Hashem is a borei. And when we stop creating on Shabbos, we remember our true position vis-a-vis the Ribono Shel Olam. Which made me think, is it clear? The people I could see, does it make sense? Okay. Which made me think that no wonder Shabbos is Zecher L'Maise Bereishis. You have to remember what's Bereishis. The first two letters of Bereishis are Beis, Reish, Aleph. When we say in Kiddush on Friday night that Shabbos is Zecher L'Maise Bereishis, what we're really saying is, oh, I have just ceased from work. No, I said it wrong. I have just ceased from Malachas Machshavis, creative work. I have ceased from the misconception that I am a creator. I remember that I'm really only using everything that God put into this world, and therefore Shabbos, Shabbat, cessation of Malachas Machshavis is a testimony to Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ma'aseh Bereishis is remembering that God's a creator. Everything that I have is not because I am amazing. It's because Hashem is amazing. So in Kiddush on Friday night, we say, is it clear? It's very, very beautiful. Am I explaining it well? Yes, it's really a very profound and beautiful idea. And it's such an important idea. No wonder we have to start Malachas Machshavas on Shabbos. Man is so susceptible to the Yetzer of ego, to the Yetzer of thinking that I am in charge because I create. So Hashem says, stop. So the pasuk, okay, the pasukim tells at the beginning of Perek Beis and Bereishis, pasukim Aleph through Daleth, describe Shabbos. We say it Friday night. So I have a little bencher here, a birkon. We had a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, we had some Israeli kids staying with us at the end of the summer, very close family from Israel, Israelis. So they asked one of my kids, what's a bencher? What's a bencher? We passed around the benches or something. Okay, so I have a little bencher, a little birkon. So what do we say? Yom HaShishi, Vayir, Vayibokor, Yom HaShishi. That's the end of Perek Aleph, right? The last words of Perek Aleph, Perek Aleph Bereishis. And then, Vayichul HaShemayim V'artzvichot V'am, the Shemayim and Aretz, and all of their hosts were finished. Vayichal Elokim B'yom Mishvi Melachto Asa, and Elohim finished on the seventh day the work that he did. Vayishbot, Vayishbos, Shabbat. God ceased on the seventh day from all the work that he did. Vayivarech Elohim Mesham Hashviv, Kadesh Oso, Elohim blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it. Why? Why is it a day of sanctification? Kivo Shabbat Mikom Malachto Shabbar Elohim Lasos. Because on this day, Hashem himself ceased creating. So we follow the pattern of God. We think the whole week we're creators also. When you come to Shabbos, you remember that you're not a creator. You're only a Yotzer. And it's a lesson in humility. No matter how beautiful something, a painting, an artist makes a beautiful painting, a jeweler makes beautiful jewelry, a baker makes a beautiful cake, a seamstress makes a beautiful dress. Before she could say there was nothing. Look at the dress that I made. It's not true that there was nothing. You worked with fabric, maybe linen. The linen grew in the field. The farmer planted it. It all comes back to Hashem. And on Shabbos, when we stop that creative work, we remember nothing is ours. Nothing is because we're so great. I am simply a yotzer. God gave me the ingredients. I'm able to fashion it into something else. So Shabbos reorients me to remember the borei olam. And that's exactly what we say. We continue in Kiddush and we say, Savri, kei, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, baruch priyah gafen. And then, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, blessed are you Hashem, the King of the world, asher kidushan b'mitzvosav, you sanctified us with your commandments, the ratzabana, you desired us, v'shabbos kodsho ba'ava, v'ratzan hinchi lanu zikaron l'maisa Bereishis. Bara. Shabbos reminds us of who the borei olam is. So when I cease working, when I cease malachas machshaves, when I cease creative work, immediately my mind remembers Zeichel Maisa Bereishis, who the real Borei Olam is. And then we say Techila Mikre Kodesh. It is the beginning of the calling of holiness, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Shabbos actually is two zechiros. It's Zeichel Maisa Bereishis and Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So after I was thinking of all of these things in the order that I presented to you, I went to look up in two different Sfarim to see commentary on the Kiddush. So first I looked at the Birkon Mesorat Harav, Salvechik's commentary to the Bencher, but I didn't see anything. Actually, I did see something, but it's totally not the topic that we're talking about today. We spoke about it already, but the Rav writes. So then I went to look in Harav Asher Weiss Shlita, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim today in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so Zmiro Shabbos Minchas Asher. So this is Harav Asher Weiss Shlita on Shabbos Miro. So I'm going to screen share with you. Very, very interesting what Rav Asher Weiss says. I just have to find it. Okay, could you see Minchas Asher here on my screen? Yes, Svira Shabbos, Minchas Asher, very good. Okay, so we read this paragraph already, and the point is that we're learning today, this morning, is Shabbos is Zichron and the Maaseh Bereishis. We help to reorient our minds that Hashem is the Borei and we are not the Borei. So it's a lesson in humility. It's a lesson in subjugation to the Borei Olam. It's a lesson in reminding ourselves who's really in charge of this world. All week we run the danger of thinking, I'm a borei. Shabbos comes and he says, stop working. Stop meches machshavas. You're only a yotzer. You can't make anything from nothing. Okay, so let's see where Rav Asher Weiss writes. It's very, very beautiful. However, once I went to, you know, look up these ideas, Rav Asher Weiss pointed out something beautiful. Zeichel ha'maisa bereishis. We say in Kiddush, Shabbos is zeichel ha'maisa bereishis. We're understanding that today. But we also say zeichel yetzias mitzrayim. So which is it? Is it zeichel ha'maisa bereishis or is it zeichel yetzias mitzrayim? We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago based on the two Aseres HaDibros. There's not really two Aseres HaDibros. I shouldn't have said that. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago based on the two times in the Torah that Aseres HaDibros are recorded. Yisrael and Ve'eschanan. Okay, so that's what Rav Asher Weiss says. First, he quotes the Gemara Masechah Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Il Malei Mishamrin Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kehil Chasan Miyad Nigalim. Excuse me. If Israel, the Gemara tells us, meaning us, the Bnei Israel, would keep two Shabbosos according to Halacha, Kehil Chasos, we're supposed to, Miyad Nigalim immediately would be redeemed. So it's we're in the time period of where Arav Rosh Chodesh Av. Not only are we Bein HaMitzarim in the 3 weeks, we're about to enter into the 9 days, which are the most difficult, painful, pain-filled, somber period on the Jewish calendar year. And it's a time we're all waiting for Geula. We're all waiting for Geula. The whole year we wait for Geula. It was a hard year and a half. COVID, all the lives that were lost, people became sick, people were affected. And then so many horrific tragedies in the past few months that have affected not only the world, but from Yiddin, Meiron, Karl Nestalin, the Surfside collapse, besides for all the individual Nisyonos. It's just been very, very, very painful, confusing, and difficult for all of us, year and a half. We're all waiting for Geula. And that feeling is exacerbated now, as we enter the time period of the 9 days. No meat and wine, because ain't simcha al bebasar v'yayin, so we want to diminish simcha. What does the Gemara say? Mishnah, the Mishnah Tainis, after it tells us the five calamities of Shivasar B'Tammuz and the five calamities of Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah concludes by saying, what does the Mishnah say? Mishnah Nichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha. When Av enters, what do? We decrease our joy. So we don't have wine and meat, because wine and meat make us happy. We don't bathe because bathing makes us feel good. We don't do laundry. We shouldn't have a hesech hadas from the churban. You shouldn't even remove your mind from the morning. It's not a time for laughter and levity. It's a time for contemplation, when we should think about the effects of galus and yearn for geula. So Chazal tell us that there's a simple, obviously it's not so simple, so I put that in quotes, formula to bring geula. What is that? Keep two shabbosos kechasan and geula will come. That's what the Gemara says. We all know, we all want Geula. V'yesh lahavin, says Rav Asher Weiss, we have to understand, lama havtachas ha-Geula tului dafka b'shtei shabbosos. Why is the Geula, the redemption from this terrible galus, to bring us to the time period of Mashiach Tzidkenu and Olam Haba, why is it dafka dependent upon two shabbosos? Well, pachos v'lo yoser, why is it not dependent on one Shabbos? Why is it not dependent on 3, 4, 5, 10 Shabbosos? Why specifically is it dependent on the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa and specifically 2 Shabbosos? V'nira ba'ome kadvarim. It appears from the depth of the words, the depth of the matter, Rav Asher Weiss explains. Tehine shnei panim, excuse me. Tehine shnei panim l'kedushas ha-Shabbos. There are two aspects, there are two faces, there are two aspects to the kedusha of Shabbos. HaShabbos mechzira osanu el ha'avar ha'rachok. The first thing is that Shabbos takes us way back to the past. So that's what we have been speaking about in Shir today. Shabbos takes us all the way back to the past, the far, far away past. Where does it take us back to? Zecher lebrias ha'olam. Zecher l'sheishus mei bereishis. Zecher to the fact that as much as I want to think of a creator, Wow, what you did during the week was so great. Yasher kochech, you get a lot of yasher koch, whatever your profession is. You're a lawyer, you made a good deal. You're a doctor, you healed somebody. You're an artist, you created something. You're a chef, the meal was fantastic. It could get to your head. So on Shabbos, Hashem says, you know what? No deals, no baking, no painting, no creating. The chef didn't make anything before Shabbos, and no one's going to compliment him and say, you're such a great chef, there's going to be nothing to eat. So he has to remember, Zeichel Maise Bereshis. Maise Bereshis. What's the first three as a Bereshis? Bara. That's not me, it's God. So Shabbos, Machziro Sanu Al Ha'avar HaRachok. Shabbos, we reorient ourselves. I'm not so amazing. I'm nothing. I'm only, don't really take that with a grain of salt. No one should really say that about yourself. Two pockets. Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam Anochi Afar Ve'ifer. Okay, so the whole week you might think you're so amazing. Shabbos is the other piece of paper. Anochi Afar Ve'ifer. By the way, we are Taka Afar Ve'ifer. Vayitzer Shem Elokim Esa Adama Afar Min Ha'adama. The whole Yetzirah of man came out from an Adama, but he was only refashioned. He wasn't made from raw material a second time around. Okay, so Shabbos takes us all the way back, Al Avar HaRachok, to the far, far distant past. Al Maisa Bereshis Michad, the first place we go back to is Maisa Bereshis, distant past. Al Yetzirah Mitzrayim Yidach, and we also go back to Yetzirah Mitzrayim. So there's two places where we're like time traveling on Shabbos. What is it called? Back to the Future. It was a movie when I was a kid. Remember, what was his name? Michael something? Michael, sorry to bring him up. He got sick. He has a Parkinson's or something? Yeah? Not Parkinson's, something else? He does a lot of awareness to raise awareness for the disease, fundraisers. What was his name? You could type in the chat because I don't remember. I don't remember. My husband, I don't remember, so I say, you know why that's happening to us? Senior moment. Thank you, Michael J. Fox. Thank you very much. And it was Parkinson's, yes. Okay, and he does a lot, I believe, to raise awareness and fundraise. Anyway, back to the future. So we go back to the past. We go back to two distant events in the past. One is we go back to Maisa Bereshis, and one is we go back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we say in Kiddush, it's a Zikr on the Maisa Bereshis, and it is a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Two aspects of the past we go back to. So going back to Rav Asher Weiss, V'hashabbos romezes Al ha'asid lavo, but not only is Shabbos a time travel when we go back to the past, it is also a trip to the future, because it is a ramez, an illusion, a hint, a taste of, it is me'ein olam haba, it's a taste of al-asid lavo. One way to understand that Shabbos is me'ein olam haba, beautiful way of understanding. Someone told me this many years ago. He used to be a bachur in Shayachshu, Baruch Hashem, a number of years ago he got married, but he would come to our house for meals, and he said, I think he quoted from Rabbi Akiva Tatz, how is Shabbos, years ago, he told us this far, how is Shabbos me'ein olam haba? Just like ka'ochal ha'torach be'erv Shabbos yochal b'Shabbos, only if you prepare an erev Shabbos will you have what to eat. On Shabbos, if you don't prepare, you won't have anything. So too, Olam Haba. Whatever you prepare in this world is what you will enjoy in the next world. So Shabbos, what you prepare before Shabbos is what you enjoy on Shabbos. The next world is the same. Only what you prepare here is what you will enjoy there. You don't prepare, you don't work, you're not having a Hashem, you don't do Torah Mitzvah, so what's Olam Haba going to be like? I'm not sure, but maybe not so ideal. Okay, so therefore, Shabbos is Romeva says, Al ha'asid lavo. L'yam shekula Shabbos umnucha l'chayol. I mean, we're all waiting for the Geula. We're waiting for Yemos HaMashiach. We're waiting for that Olam Haba to come and redeem us from this existence. So Shabbos also teaches us over the asid lavo, L'yam shekula Shabbos umnucha l'chayei ha'olamim. A day that is entirely Shabbos. A day that is entirely menucha, rest. For an eternal world. So again, what does Shabbos take us to? It's a trip. On Shabbos, you take a trip. You go to the past, which past? Maisa Bereshis and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you go to the future, Chaye Olam Haba, Chaye Olamim. V'yadu Masha Kasvu HaRishonim. And it is known what the Rishonim wrote. He says, look up in the Ramban to Bereshis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, and look in Vayikra, Perek Chafei. It's Parshas Bahar, Vayikra, Perek Chafei. D'sheishes yimei ha-maisa mikuvanim keneged sheis al peishin dahave ama. Shinin. Dahave ama. So it is known that the 6 days of Bereshis correspond to what? What is the Ramban telling you here? Not the Ramban. Well, yeah, he's quoting the Ramban. What's the Ramban telling you, quoted by Rav Asher Weiss? The 6 days of creation correspond to the 6,000 millennia that the year exists. V'Shabbos Kodesh, and so what's the seventh day of the week, what we call Shabbos Kodesh, the holy day of Sabbath? K'neged ha'elef ha'shvi'i. It corresponds to the seventh millennia, the 7,000th year, and what's happening after the 6,000 years of the world's existence? Shehagu'ula ba tavoba. That in the 7,000, 1 second please. Excuse me. That in the 7,000th year of the world, the Geula will come. So we are currently in Tav Shem Pei Aleph, 5781 since Ma'isa Bereishis. So we're not so far from the end of days. So it is well known that the 6 days of the work week correspond to the 6,000 years of the world, and the seventh day of the week, which we call Shabbos, corresponds to the ultimate existence and the end of days, when we will be redeemed. Shehagu'ula ba tavoba, that the Geula will come in that time period. I just sneeze again. Okay. The Hamishamer Shabbos Kil Chaso, and he who guards Shabbos, according to Tzar, remember, what do we call a from Yid? You say, are they a Shomer Shabbos? It really defines the essence of a Jew. Are they a Shomer Shabbos? Don't forget what we learn. Our Chaim HaKadosh teaches, Parak Lamed Aleph of Sefer Shamos. I think Pasuk Tesvav. V'shamu b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos. Asos Sefer Shmos. Did I say Shmos? Parshas Kitisa. V'shamu b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos. Asos asa Shabbos l'dor Hashem. Remember, I don't know, it was before COVID. Or maybe a year and a half ago in Rivka's house, we learned, thank you, Rivka. We learned about v'shamu b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos. L'Or HaChaim has 10 different beautiful interpretations as to what it means to v'sham b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos. But one of the interpretations is based on Perek Lamed Zayin Bereishis, v'aviv shamar es hadavar. Yaakov Avinu waited for Yosef to be brought back to him. V'aviv shamar es hadavar. He was waiting with anticipation. I'm not talking about the drasha that's referring to Yitzchak the Pshat. V'aviv shamar es hadavar. Yaakov is waiting for Yosef to be brought home. So the Rachaim says, how should we feel about Shabbos? V'shamu b'nei Yisrael. Shabbos means we should anticipate excitedly. We should wait with great longing for Shabbos to come, just like Yaakov was waiting with great longing for Yosef to be returned to him. And the term that is used is shamar. Aviv Shamar Sadavar, the end of Perek Lamed Zayin and Bereishis. That's what we should feel about Shabbos. You should wait the whole week for Shabbos. So Shmirah Shabbos doesn't only mean to keep the laws of Shabbos. It means to anticipate. I need a tissue. To anticipate the Shabbos. 1 sec. I'm coming back. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Okay. So let's go on. So, the Hamishamer Shabbos Kilchaso, one who guards the Shabbos according to the halacha. So, this also means according to the Chaim, to anticipate, to long to wait for the Shabbos. And in Parshas Veschanan, which we're going to be in 2 weeks, when Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the Aseres Hadibros, it says, Shamar Shama Shabbos Akacho. So, he who guards the Sabbath according to the halacha, Vizocher. And who not only follows the halacha of Shabbos, but Shabbos is given in the Aseres Hadibros as a zechira and as a shmira. The Hamishamer Shabbos Kilchaso, one who is shomer Shabbos, like the pasuk says in Veschanan, and one who is zachor Yom Shabbos, like the pasuk says in Yisroel, v'zochar Shakosh Baruch Hu kiddush Yom Shvi'i, and he who guards the Sabbath according to the halacha, we explain according to the Arachayim, and shmir Shabbos is commanded to us in Veschanan. But not only that, zachor Shakosh Baruch Hu kiddush Yom Shvi'i, he who remembers that God sanctified the seventh day, zecher l'maisa bereishis, as a zechira to the acts of creation. Einav Sophios Afliyam Shakula Shabbos Umnucha Bevo Mashiach Tzidkenu. He who guards Shabbos properly and takes his time travel back to the past and remembers that Hashem created the world, simultaneously his eyes are longing for the day that is all of Shabbos, the day that is Kula Menucha, when Mashiach Tzidkenu will come. So a person who properly keeps Shabbos travels to two places at the same time. When you properly keep Shabbos with all of the halachos and all of the machshavos, on the one hand, you're going back to Ma'isa Bereishis to remember that Hashem is a boy. On the other hand, you're going forward to the days of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Because Shabbos is a dual aspect. It's remembering the past, and it's also Me'ein Olam Haba, longing for the future. Hare lecha shemitzvos ha'Shabbos u'pnimiyoseha kefula michupalas. And therefore you find that the mitzvos of Shabbos and her pnimius, her inner essence, are doubled and doubled, kufula mikupalas. There's double aspects of Shabbos. One is remembering the past and one is longing for the future. Remembering Hashem is the borei olam, zecha ma'isa brishas. Remembering Hashem took us out of Egypt, zikaron la'maisa brishas, zecha letzias mitzrayim. At the same time, I'm waiting for Shabbos as me'ein olam haba, for the future world. He mazkira et ha'avar, Shabbos is a remembrance of the past. V'nosenas banu koach v'tikva likras ha'asid. But the same Shabbos, the time travel back to the past, also gives us koach, strength, and tikva, hope, that we will greet the future, meaning Mashiach and the Asid Lavo. So Shabbos is a day when we feel renewed rejuvenation, that the Gula will surely come. Just like Hashem created this world and took us out of Egypt, Zikron the Maisa Bereshis and Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, surely He will take us out of this Galus and bring us the future Gula as well. When Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, and it gives us koach. Shabbos is recharging your batteries. You plugged in, and you have new strength. And not only do you have strength, you have tikva, although avda tikva teinu. We have hope. Hope for what? The kriyas ha'asi, that the future will for sure come, meaning Hashem won't abandon us. We're not going to be stuck in Galus forever, even though we don't understand it now. The 6,000 years will finish. We'll get to the 7,000th year. 6 days of the week finish. We get to the seventh day, and we have koach and tikva, renewed rejuvenation. The kriyas ha'asid. Ve'al kafilizu amru. So Rav Asher Weiss says so beautifully, over this doubling, this aspect of Shabbos, where we have double remembrances. One, remembering the past. Two, I shouldn't say remembering the future, but longing for the future. Therefore, Chazal say, Il male misham ministal shtei shabbosos miyad negavin. If Israel keeps the two aspects of Shabbos, immediately redemption will come. What are the two aspects? One, we time travel to the past, and remember, we're not a borei. I'm only a yotzer. It's a lesson in humility. No matter how great what I did during the week was, it's only because Hashem gave me the raw materials, the intelligence, and the physical capability to do this. So I have Adi Ribono Shel Olam and his materials in this world, and his atochani in the Adam Das, I would be nothing. Shabbos reminds us of that. We stop from creative work. On the other hand, Shabbos gives us an inkling of what it will be like in the future, La'asid Lavo, when Malach Aretz Deas Hashem, when the world will be filled with only us and God, and the knowledge of God will fill the whole world. So Shabbos takes us back to the past. Shabbos propels us to the future. And that's what the Gemara means, says Rav Asher Weiss, Il Mali Misham Min Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kehil Chasan. If we keep the dual aspect of Shabbos, isn't it beautiful? It's such a beautiful chiddush. Yes, the people I could see, are you smiling? It's like, it's so beautiful. Rav Asher Weiss Shlita is a mamash, one of the gedolei poskim today in Eretz, so world renowned. Of course, he doesn't need any accolades, but I'm sure you all heard of him, in case you haven't. El Mali Misham Min Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kehil Chasan Miyad Negalim. If we keep the two aspects of Shabbos, immediately redemption will come. 1 second. So comment. It's very beautiful, Malki Sodan. It's such a beautiful chiddush of advice. So now, wait, he's not finished. He gives another pshah. Ubisignon acher. Okay, so that's one idea. Shtei zichiros yesh b'shabes kodesh. A different approach and a different idea and a different answer. There are two zichiros in Shabbos Kodesh, two remembrances in the Holy Sabbath. One is Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis Michal. On the one hand, we remember creation. Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim Meidach. On the other hand, you remember the other aspect is remembering Egypt. Remember, we said it in Kiddush here, right? Zikaron Ma'aseh Bereishis Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is it this dual aspect? What are we really remembering on Shabbos? Are you remembering Ma'aseh Bereishis? Are you remembering Zechiras Mitzrayim? They're not really the same Zechira. Ma'aseh Bereishis, we explained today what it means to remember Ma'aseh Bereishis, to remove the I from my existence. There is no I. We are simply a fashioner because God gave us the tools. Or is it Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, which reminds me of the formation of our nation, God took us out of Egypt, which is Shabbos. So going back to Rav Weiss over here, Ubisignon acher, shtei zechiros yeis b'shabbos kodesh. Zeichel ma'aseh bereishis michal. On the one hand, you're remembering the work of creation. V'zeichel yetzias mitzrayim midach. On the other hand, you're remembering the exodus from Egypt. V'shtei hazechiros halalu, hein heim yesodos ha'amuna. Rav Asher Weiss says, these two zechiros, ma'aseh bereishis on the one hand, and yetzias mitzrayim on the other hand, are the yesodos of our amuna. They are the absolute foundation. Our whole amunah, our whole belief in God is founded on two principles. One, God created the world. Two, he took us out of Egypt. What is the first of the Yud Gimel Ikare Amuna? So I'm going to read it from the Art School Sitter. One second, I'm just opening up to my sticky. The first of the Yud Gimel Ikare Amuna, 13 principles of faith, is Animami Be'amuna Shalema, I believe with perfect faith. Shehabore Yisparach Shemo, talking about the Bore, that the Creator, may his name be blessed, who Bore, he is the Creator, Umanhig, and the leader, how does our school translate? Guides. A manhig. So I said leader or guide, okay? Who bore umanhig l'chol habruim. He is the creator and the guide of all created beings. V'hu levado asa v'osa v'yasa l'chol masim. And he alone made, makes, and will make for all beings, for all things. So the words that Rav Asher Weiss is going to focus on is the fact that in this first of the Yud Gimel Kare Emuna, we say that Hashem is the Borei on the one hand and the Manhig on the other hand. He's the creator, but he's also the leader, or the, what is art school's? Guide. Okay, I'll just tell you the art school footnote in the Siddur says on this principle of faith, okay? One, the first of the Yud Gimel Kare Emuna, writes art school Siddur, is the belief in God's existence. Because if you don't believe in God's existence, you can't exactly go forward to the other Ikare Emunah. You can't believe in Torah's Moshe and in the Nevuah of Moshe. If you don't believe that God is a creator and you can't that God exists, you can't believe in Mashiach, and you can't believe in God's Hashkacha if you don't think Hashem exists. Okay, so this first principle of faith is the belief in God's existence, says the Art School Siddur. And it's so interesting because when I came to this, I was smiling because this is really the point I was trying to drive across the whole shir. There is no partnership in creation. I may want to think he's a creator, I'm a creator. He made a world, I make worlds. There's no partnership in creation. That's what Mamish does in the Art School Women's Sitter, the footnote on the first of the principles of faith. There's no partnership in creation. God is the sole creator. Remember, we said the whole shir is to reorient our minds that I'm not a creator. God is the sole creator. The universe continues to exist only because he wills it to do so, not because I made something amazing this week. Hashem wills it to do so. He could exist if everything else were to come to an end, just like Hashem preceded everything that exists. So too, he can continue to exist if everything as we know it ceases to be. But it is inconceivable that there could be any form of existence independent of him. So the first principle of faith is belief in God's existence, and not only that, but that he is the sole creator. So, Habori Yisparach Shemo Hu Bore, he is the creator. Umanhig, he is the leader or the guide to all creation. So now, let's go back to Rav Asher Weiss. So remember, he's talking about Shabbos. It's a zechira of Ma'isa Bereishis on the one hand. It's a zechira to Yetzias Mitzrayim on the other hand. Why these two aspects of our past do we remember on Shabbos and with the observers in the Shabbos? Okay, so Rav Asher Weiss says, "V'shtei hazechirus halalu hein heim yisodos ha'emunah." These two zechirus are the foundation of our faith. "Dehalo be'ikar harishon miyud gimel ikar emunah." Is it not true that the ikar, the main belief, in the first of the Yud Gimel Ikare Emuna, Omrim Anu, we say, Animami Be'amuna Shalema, Shabari Sprach Shema Hu Bari Manig. If you see in the Sefer, the words Bari and Manig are a little bit bigger and bolder. The focus is on the fact that on one hand, God is a creator, and on the other hand, he is the Manhig. Mimaisa Bereishis La Manusha Hu Habore, Umitzias Mitzrayim La Manusha Hu Amanhig. From Ma'aseh Bereishis, we learn that Hashem is the Borei Olam. And from Yetzias Mitzrayim, we learn that Hashem is the Manhig Olam. So therefore, what do we say in Kiddush? Shabbos is a reminder of Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis. It reminds us that he is the Borei, as we've spent the whole class explaining. But Shabbos also reminds us, Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, that he is the Manhig of not only our people, which he is, but of the whole entire world. You can't take a trip without a Manhig, right? You go to a new place, you've never been there before. You have to hire a tour guide. We come to this world, and Hashem is put into a guf. You need a manik. How are you supposed to know what to do in this world? You were never here before. I mean, yeah, there's Gilgulim, but I'm not talking about that. Now, how are you supposed to know what to do? You follow the manik. So on Shabbos, you remember, Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis. He is the Borei L'chol HaBruim. Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. He is the manik L'chol HaBruim. Yetzias Mitzrayim means that he guided us, leaded us, took us out of Egypt. He's the manik. Ma'aseh Bereishis reminds us that he's the Borei Olam. The Keneged Avoda Kefula Zu Amru Chachameinu Zichrona Levracha Ilmal Mishar Mislal Shtei Shabbosos Miyan Negalim. So now he gives a different answer as he ends this beautiful piece to answer his original question. What does it mean that if Yisrael keeps two Shabbosos, they will immediately be redeemed? According to this Pshat, if we remember that Hashem is the Borei, Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, and we live lives of humility because we are simply a Yotzer with the tools that God gave me, and if we live lives that Shabbos testifies, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, which reminds me that Hashem is the manhig of everything that happens in my whole entire life. He's taking me on the right path. I think I took a wrong turn. How could he take a wrong turn? God's the manhig. There's no wrong turn. Shabbos reminds me that he's the manhig. So if I keep these two aspects of Zechira on Shabbos, Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, Hashem is the Borei, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem is the manhig. This is the first of the Yud Gimel Ikar Emuna, the foundation of all of our faith. Then, you remember these two aspects of Shabbos, Miyan Nigalin, immediately Geula will come. Very, very beautiful. Mom is beautiful. Ma'av tisor sechel kol hayom yisichasi. Tremendous chidushim of Rav Asher Weiss. We thank our hostess and our sponsor so very much for this shir. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will all be well. We will meet in 2 weeks' time. Maybe Mashiach will come before then, and we'll meet with the rebuilt third Beis HaMikdash. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos, and also a chodesh tov of a menachem of for our people, our land, our holy city, and our habayis. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great Shabbos. Kol tov.